Makayna Kinyan Gomer. Kamashmalad like a Beishamai. That's not, it's not like Beishamai. Yishnel Maimer is not Kainu and Kinyan Gomer. The more though, the Rav Nachman though, Kasha the Rav Asher Nachman's Medaik in the first Mishnah, Ain Zika. I hear it's Mashmi Yod Ye Zika. The Chitay, maybe you'll tell me, no, really, who are the Afilu Meis? Even if first, when the brother that married the Nochri has died. And then first you give your wife a gift. Still will be muteris when the second brother dies now. Since before he died, he gave his wife, the sister, the gift. So he's only married with to the Nochris, so there would be a mitzvah yibum. If so, el zuhi lamute mai. What's his lashon of zuhi? What does the common text include? What's the zuhi? So Moshe says lamute konis. I'll tell you a case like this: where your mamish made yibum, the yachakach girish, and then you gave get. But if your mamish miyabima, so there's a time when your mamish married together, then she always remained the tzara serva. Even if you give her get later, that doesn't help. So Moshe says it depends. Panichi savul akrib yirmiyo tiyom atavri. You have to break. That Misha Shanazu La Shanazu. That is a stirataka. Fahaitana Sava Misa Mapelis. We have before Machlekis. To Yod Misa is Mapel or Nisuin is Mapel. So one Tana holds Misa Mapelis. That means you have to look at the Ervas the way they are Bishas Nafila. Bishas, right before your brother died, who was he married to? If at that time he's only married to one, there's no Dinsar Serva. Fahaitana, the other Tana holds no Nisuin or Ishaina Mapilim. You don't look how the brother was right before he died. Even though your brother before he died gave one of the wives a get. But since at one time, the two wives, they were both married to one brother, she's called a sister and Nochris, and now when your brother dies, both of them are still called the Tsaras Erva, that just like the sister, the Bino, the Mitzvah Yibum, who went into the Nochris is also no Mitzvah Yibum, even though you already gave a get to the sister. But since at one time you were married to the sister and to the Nochris, and at that time, the sister is an erva to the other brother, because it's his wife's sister. Therefore, since at one time there's no mitzvah yibum, it remains that way. That she's called a tzara serva, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's the machlokes in the suyin or rishayin ha'pilim or the misa ha'pelis. So zui lamute konas ulivsev girish. Come to teach us not in the case where first you made konas, you made a nisuyin, and then you gave her get. Ela, but if you want to tell me, eli sav alo karov, you hold like karova. Tiyoma that says liyolam chatano, it's always one tana. The zu v'yensarach leimazukatani, that the zu v'yensarach leimazukatani, alma konas lipsev girasharya, that everybody holds, it's misa mapelis. You have to look at the brother how he was right before he died. So salamute mai, what's it telling us not like over here? So the Mara says, akoka krib yumistrila, enachlam yas told like krib yumiyataka. That holds what? That's taka machlokes. And Mela, one man the yom holds Misa Nisuin Rorishayna Mapilim, and one holds Misa's Mapil. Where says now the Rova, Hanichi Savula Kravashi, Zuila Mute Mespula Girish. If he holds the Kravashi, it's good. Eli Savula Krav Nachman Zuila Mute Mai, and Akoka Kravashi Srila. He for sure has told the Kravashi. That's Lamute what? Mace? Belay Girish. That the only time the case is no good is Mamish, the brother, was married to two of them. And then he died. Since he didn't give a get at all, therefore it's called the Tsaras Erva. Rashi says, Eli Savlak of Nachman the Ein Zika.
If he gives a get.
Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
If he gives a get.
You hold enough Lamed on the base. You have Lamed on the base by the Mishnah. V'chulon shohoyu behen kedushin. Oy Girushin Bisafik, any time like your brother was married to a wife that he made Kedushin Minasafik, or else he was already married and now he gave his wife a get, and it was a Safik if the get is good, so Harayelu Hatsarois Choltos Lemis Yavmus. There's the case where one brother had like two wives, and one wife was a Safik if it's really his wife or not. Either the doubt is whether the Kedushin was Chal, or the doubt was whether was the Gershon Chal or not. And let's say that wife is an erva to the second brother. Like Lamoshel, two brothers married two sisters. Now, that sister to the first brother, it's a suffix if she's still married to him or not. And then that brother dies. And he has another wife that's Vadi his wife. So if the first wife, the sister, is Vadi married to him, they're both potter from Mitzvah Yibam. She's called an erva and a tzaras erva. But since we're talking about a case that the erva itself, the erva, the sister, is only a suffix, a doubt, whether she was still married to your brother or not. So when your brother dies, the halacha is on the second wife, harei elu hatzarois, chotzos loimis yavmis. You have to give them chalitza min asofik, but yibum you can't make, because maybe your brother was still married to the sister, and therefore she's an erva, and the other one is a tzoros erva, so yibum you can't make. Now, ketzad sofik kedushin. What's the case that we have a doubt whether your brother really married that sister or not? The case is Zorak lo kedushin. The Baal threw the kesef kedushin or the shtar kedushin to the isha. Zorak lo kedushin. Sofek korav loy, sofek korav lo. We have a doubt if the money was more closer to her or was it still more closer to him. So Rashi says we're talking about there's exactly 8 amis in between them. And then the Rishus Arabim. So the halacha is 4 amis is your Rishus and the other 4 amis is her Rishus. So if this money or the shtar kedushin got closer to her than him, so it was in her dalar amis, she would be koina, and then the kedushin is chal. But if it was still closer to the Baal, so it never left his rishus, it did not get into her rishus, therefore she's not mekudeshes. So that would be a case we have a suffix when the first brother threw this kedushin to the sister, was the kedushin chal or not? He is her zel suffix kedushin. Now, Sofik Gerishin, what's called the Sofik, whether the husband gave his wife a get or not? One case is Kosav Iksav Yodav, that the Baal wrote a get without Edom on it, Vieno Lev Edom, he just wrote it his own Ksav Yodai. He wrote it with his own signature. The Baal himself wrote up a get with his own Ksav and gave it to his wife. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's called the Sofik of Gerishin Eschal Anat. The Rashi says, Kosav Iksav Yodai. The Kaimelon we hold in Gemara Barbasra that Hoitzi Yolov Ksav Yodoi, if they take out his own Ksav, his own writing and signature, Shuchayiv Loi, that like if a Malva takes out a star like that the Leiver himself wrote it up, and the Leiver himself says that I owe you money, is Goivim Nechasim B'nei Chorin. You have a right to collect from that. Alma, what do we see? Ksav Yodoi, that's it you have written down with your handwriting, B'loi Edim, even though nobody else signed on it, Milsi, it means something. So even though here it's only a shtar and dinim amnis, but by says for kedushin also it's good. It's also called the shtar. It's also called the shtar gerushin. I will see later in the Gemara exactly why. This is one case of a suffix, whether it's a good get or not, where the husband wrote up the get without edom on it. Just he himself wrote it up. Right, or else yeshal of edom. There was edom signed on the shtar, the get. But v'yein b'izman, there was no date in the get. That's also a suffix. Or a third case is, yesh b'izman, there is a date in the get, but v'yein b'yelo eid echot, only one eid signed on the get. Zel suffix gershin. That's called the suffix gershin, if it's good get or not. And in such a case, again, where the brother originally had 2 wives. One wife was a sister to the second brother's wife. And then the brother gave that sister a get, that's a suffix if she's megreshes or not. And then the first brother died. If the get was chal, his second wife that he's still married to is mutter to the other brothers. But if the get was not chal, then he was still married to the sister, so the sister's an erva to the second brother. So what then the other wife is a tzara would also be potter from yibum. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, you have to give chalitza min asofik, but not yibum. It's more says like this now. The ilu begerishin, but by the case, what's a doubt if the get is chal or not? The Mishnah doesn't say the case of Sofik Karav Loi, Sofik Karav Lo. Leikatani, the Mishnah doesn't say this case. Like, why not? That would be a partial case. Just like by Kedushin, if you threw the Kesav or the Shtar to her, Sofik, if it's closer to you or to her, that's a doubt. It'd be the same thing by Get. If you threw a Get to your wife, and we have a doubt whether it's closer to her or closer to you, should also be a Sofik Gershin. So the more of my time, why doesn't it say this case in the Mishnah? So my Rabbi says like this. Ishazu becheskas heta l'shukar medis. Like, what's going on now? Your brother, the first brother, was married to one sister and to another wife. Now that the brother is married to both of them, really, if the brother would die right now, so both would be potter from yibum, because one of his wife is a sister to the next brother's wife, so that's an erva, and the second wife is the tzara, so they'll both be potter. So right now, before the husband gives his wife a get, they're both becheskas heter l'shuk. They're both becheskas with a ptur of yibum. Now, even if the husband would give her a suffer get, so there'll only be a doubt whether she lost her heter or not.
So the cloud would be, Umisofik atobolu yisra, al tasrena misofik. If because of a doubt you want to ask her that she can't get married, lashuk, shalabra din yibum, minasofik, don't do it. Like leave her on the chet kosoi. Before the husband died, before he gave her a get, for sure he was married to two wives, to an erva and to a tzara. So if he would have died at that point, both of them would be vadai potter from yibum. So now that the husband first gave a suffer get, so we don't know what to do with the get. Is it called megereshes the erva that the second wife has the mitzvah yibum or not? So vadai min asafik, we should say al totzienu miches kosoi and leave her bechazaka that she had before. That before she was becheskas heter l'shuk, now also she's still mutter l'shuk. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say this case by gerushin. So Gemara says, if so, amalei abayom ihochi. If this is true, the kedusha nami. Even in the first case, we have a suffix if he gave her a kedusha or not. Neima, let's say the same thing also. Ishazu becheskas heter l'yibum amedes. Like what's the case? The first brother had one wife. Onachri is a stranger. Now he threw a kesef of kedushin to one or to a sister, that his brother was married to the other sister. So we don't know now if the kedushin is chal or not. But his first wife he had, she was like becheskas heter liyibum. If the husband would have died at that time, for sure there would have been a mitzvah yibum. Now the husband went and threw a suffik kedushin to one of the sisters. So it's a suffik if the first one still has like mitzvah yibum or not. So we want to say the same svara that umisafik atabol yisrael tasrena misafik. Say the same thing. You have a doubt if the kedusha was chal or not. So minasafik, which is say leave her on the cheskosa that she was before. Before she was becheskas to have a mitzvah yibum, she still has the cheskas yibum now also. So Gemara says no. Hosom lechumra. Over there we go lechumra. Agrashi said this is a teret shinuyahu. Over there by kedushin we go lechumra to say she is mukadeshes. If she is mukadeshes, then we said there's no mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara, what do you mean lechumra? That don't do yibum, but only give chalitza. For the Gemara, hay chumra the yosla de kulahu. Now this chumra may come to be lenient in another place. Why? Zimnin de yoslu or mekadesh lo liachoisa kedushe vaday. Maybe he'll go ahead and be mekadesh the second sister vaday. Vinami. But the Yosel High Rashi says, Mekadesh Besofik, or Ke Mekadesh Liachoiso, Shelzu, Shekitsha Besofik, Kedushin Vadai. We have to be afraid, maybe the brother first gave Kedushin to one sister, a Sofik. Now, if you're going to tell me now, like we look as if she's not married, the Kedushin is not Chal, so if so, he'll think he's allowed to marry the sister. And he'll go ahead and marry the sister, not Navera, because maybe he's still married to the first one. Vinami even zimnin diyosi acher umekadish dol lido. Maybe somebody else will come and marry his first wife. Like if you're going to say they're not married, so we'll think maybe she's like not married. So somebody else will come and marry her. Kedusha vaday. See, if so, like how could you say now the suffer kedushin? We say that the kedushin is not chal, and therefore like it's still a mitzvah yibum on the other wife. Because you can tell me now there's no kedushin, we also have to be afraid lechumra. Because the chumra will mean there's no kedushin, then somebody else will come and marry her. So Mara says no. Is a terrace like. Since we tell the tzara, the second one, she's not allowed to make yibum, is amri dekama kedushin. Who the baschor allowed kedushin? They'll all know that the first one's kedushin was chal, and the second one's not chal. In other words, even by suffik kedushin. So we're saying now what? That the first sura, true, you can't make yibum. We ask the yibum. So why do we ask the yibum? Because we're afraid maybe the kedushin was chal. If the brother married the erva, so now the tzara is potter. So since we say there's no mitzvah yibum, that will show everybody that lamais the kedushin is chal, or at least there's a good suffik kedushin. That's why there's no mitzvah yibum. So since the kedushin is chal, people won't come to marry the sister, they won't come to remarry her either. You're the bas for allowed kedushin. So Mar says, No, this is all one case. Okay, this is all one case. We have to be afraid that what's going to happen here, somebody else, he's going to marry the sister. Or somebody else is going to marry this suffer kedushin. And you know what we're going to say? We're going to say, Since you're telling the tzara, she cannot be miyabim. Samri, you know what people will say? They'll say the first wife, he was married to the first wife. Like the brother married the first sister. And therefore, they'll say, vadai, the second kedushin is not chal. Like if the brother married the second sister, they're going to say for sure that kedushin is not chal. Or else if somebody else came and married his wife, that the first one made a suffix kedushin, they're going to say the first one was mekudish to her, and the second one is vadei not. Now, and it will be shvel like that, that really it's a suffix, maybe the second kedushin is chal. So the second husband should have to give her a get also. And this may be the kukul that people will think that way. They're going to think that vadei, the first kedushin was chal, and therefore the second one is nothing.